I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, hello once again.
Oh, is that you guys again? Hello.
What'd you do to your hair? It looks fantastic.
Oh, you smell delicious.
It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, February 6th. Speaking of smell, let's talk about your stinky shoes.
All righty.
You know, a lot of times you got the shoes, and especially kids' shoes, they just, I don't know what happens, but they really stink. And
there's a national stinky shoe contest every year.
I would believe it. But sometimes you really can't get them into the washing machine, and there's actually an interesting hack involving hand sanitizer you can use.
Now we're talking. It's not just a beverage.
Yeah. I hope not. So when your shoes start to have that funk, pull out the soles, smear a dollop of hand sanitizer into the bottoms, let them dry overnight. They'll smell a lot better in the morning. The trick might sound crazy, but believe it or not, getting rid of the smell is only half the battle. You also need to kill the bacteria that causes the smell.
Uh-huh.
And so the alcohol inside hand sanitizer will do that for you. To say, just make sure that your hand sanitizer has at least 60% alcohol in it. I've never seen a content of hand sanitizer that has alcohol content on it. But
yeah,
apparently
I was
does.
Thinking to myself, like, I wonder what the Bath and Body Works, you know, because they smell so good, the Bath and Body Works ones, but sometimes because I can't smell the alcohol, I almost feel like it's like psychological, but I feel like my hands aren't getting as clean. Hey, so I'll have to see.
Hey, by the way, they just reminded me, I was digging in my glove box the other day, and I found a hand sanitizer from a long, long time ago.
Right.
So I guess it turns into kind of a liquid that has no, like the jelly part goes completely away.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't viscous.
It wasn't viscous. I don't think it had any of the alcohol in it. It was just was on my hand and was just wet.
Oh. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, right. Good to know on that one. People who find true love in their early 20s tend to sleep better later on in life.
This is kind of sad right here, especially if you're talking to anybody over their 20s.
Yeah, I know. But they said that people who fall in love and settle down in their 20s better sleep better in middle age and suffer less stress.
Yeah, I'm
They found that those had a positive, lasting relationship with their early adulthood experienced less anxiety after the age of 32, which predicts better sleep quality for people than when they reach 37 years old. For decades, researchers have shown that people who have had higher quality relationships with their friends, family, and romantic partners tend to have better health. In fact, they even say cuddling can help you boost your immune system as well.
Yeah, you can make up for it, Janie, with a good cuddle.
Yeah,
I can. I mean, I cuddle with my cats. So,
there you go.
And if it's boosting my immune system, I'm sure all the time they spend rolling around on the floor and in the litter box will help.
Yeah, very true. This is speaking of sleep as well. Sometimes they tell you know we just don't get sleep. Let's be honest. When's the last time you got 8 hours of continuous sleep?
Yeah, not 8 hours. Shoot, I can't even think.
Yeah, and but not even that. Just wake up feeling totally refreshed.
Nope.
It just doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't.
And so, you know, it really is kind of a bummer if you've got a presentation the next day, you've got in a meeting, or you're just trying to not look like you're completely exhausted and you have it together.
These are just cosmetic fixes. You're still going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Nobody
you're
else
just
is
faking it
know.
Until you make it.
Exactly. And here's what we got.
Yeah. So one of them is to splash some cold water on your face. Cold water actually is like a little mini facelift. It tightens your pores, which makes your skin look more even. And actually makes the appearance of giving you a little bit more awake. Plus, regularly drinking water can help you stay alert and fights dehydration, which can lead to fatigue.
That's a bigger deal than people let on. Like, I mean, I know it's a big common thing to drink lots of water, but I think even in terms of being aware and not sleepy, water really helps. And for ladies who have the makeup like me, I'm not going to go splash cold water in my face because my mascara will run. But you brought up a great point. If you have an ice pack in the fridge or something like that, you can put it on your neck
or
something.
When you're taking your shower in the morning, put it on the coldest water setting you can stand.
That'll wake you up.
They said that will reduce stress, increase circulation, and help you feel more awake.
Interesting.
Make me feel like I'm in prison.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I have it in me to do that.
I'm serious.
It would make me feel like when the relatives were over for Christmas and I was the last guy that took
a
shower.
It definitely does wake you up.
Somebody just flushed the toilet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Awful.
They say when you're sleep deprived, you're more likely to have oil buildup on your skin, which can lead to acne. So that's his own little problem. So get a good exfoliant, which will help you clear off the dead skin, and then a nice toner will help you get rid of that excess oil. Take a walk every now and then.
I believe in this.
A short 5-minute walk, even around the office every hour, will improve your mood, reduce tiredness, and even help kick any of those hunger pains that you might have.
Nice.
When you're at your desk, make sure you're sitting up straight. Improving your posture by sitting up straight can keep you looking pretty good throughout the day.
Just throw your shoulders back, too. That's a simple one right
there. Yeah, I thought about this, and I don't even notice it until
Throwing your shoulders back.
Yeah, even right now I'm slouching.
Well, Emma, sit up straight, Jenny. Don't make me get the ruler and wrap your knuckles there.
My mom used to say you're going to get stuck that way, so
yeah.
I am paranoid.
And get a couch in your office if you have an office.
Yeah, we're going to do Mad Men style here. They say if all else fails, take a power nap, which is can actually a nap of 20 minutes or 30 minutes can give you immediate benefits of boosting your memory, your learning, and your performance. Just don't go over 30 minutes, otherwise you'll get groggier and grumpier, and I don't even think a Snickers can help you at that point.
But remember, the madman nap is after 3 morning martinis.
Very true. I was thinking about that, too, the other day. I'm like, that whole show was nothing about drinking and smoking.
Smoking cigarettes, yeah.
I know.
I'm talking about drinking at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And perhaps,
it's a meeting, it means you drink.
Maybe we'll have a meeting and perhaps we'll get some work done. But generally, it'll be a 2-hour lunch.
Have you ever heard the expression, 3 martini lunch? You used to be able to write that off?
Yeah.
Watch Mad Men. You'll know all about it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Gosh. Hey, speaking of food, a lot of things we've been eating wrong our entire lives, believe it or not, as
just
far as
apples and oranges and cupcakes and hard shell tacos and bananas.
Yeah, that's all. So these are kind of cool things that you can do to increase your consumption of an apple, for instance, the next time you eat it. Instead of eating it on the side and going around that way, eat it from the top of the stem downward, kind of in that type of motion.
I think because your incisor teeth would kind of scrape off and scrape off the apple. It makes sense now. What you're doing is just cleaning that core.
Absolutely. Right? It's absolutely really good for you here. So if you're drowning your pancakes with syrup, that's also inefficient, leaving the top one saturated and the ones on the bottom bone dry.
Yeah, but Janie's got a friend that's already solved this heck, and
you
didn't even know it, right?
And I've made fun of him so many times, and I hate admitting that he's right now, but like he looks like such a weirdo when we go out, but he'll cut a square in the middle of his pancakes.
A well, kind of in the middle, right?
Yes, and he'll pour all the syrup in the middle, and then he'll eat from the outside in, like dunking his bites in the middle of this little pit in his pancakes. And I'm like, you're so weird.
He's a
but
genius.
Apparently, he's right. Don't you say he's a genius. I'll never live that down.
Okay.
He's doing breakthrough work.
Yeah, it is. And that's basically what it does. When you're cutting a hole in the middle of the pancakes, you're allowing the syrup to actually penetrate into the ones that are beneath the top one.
Right.
So you get some of that delicious syrup all throughout your pancakes.
What if
you
I
hear
have
that,
a...
Matthew? This is the one time you're a genius.
You what if I have an orange and no knife, Chris Malone?
Well, if you have an orange and a knife, this actually works better. But what they're saying is that it's very simple to have a hassle-free orange segment. You want to top a little bit off the top and the bottom.
All right.
And then with your knife, make a little cut in the slit in the side of the orange from the top to the bottom. And then kind of unfold it.
Like a jacket, right?
Yes.
So you circumcise the thing and then cut a hole in it. Okay.
Whatever, if that helps you remember it, good. That'll give you a nice row of sliced oranges there for you here. So if you love the cupcakes, and who doesn't, but you know.
Jenny knew this one right away. Jenny, how do you eat a cupcake?
Yeah, this is the only way I eat a cupcake. You take it and you kind of cut it in half, and then you use the bottom part, put it on the top like a sandwich so the icing becomes like the middle.
Right, take the paper off first, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, you do take the paper off, but you can't eat the paper.
I thought for
fiber.
But
yeah, but I mean, usually otherwise it goes up your nose and everything else, and this
That's
is the
true.
Only, especially if you're around people, this is the only way to successfully eat a gourmet cupcake or a cupcake of any kind.
And then Storm even pointed out, for men like himself that has mustaches, you'll be picking that out for weeks.
But yes, and you'll realize, like, the second you make your cupcake a little sandwich, it is a life changer. You'll wonder why you have never done it before.
Oh, cupcakes, is there anything you can't do?
How about a hard shell taco? Let me tell you what. It's hard driving a car eating a hot taco.
It's turning your head sideways, you know?
Yeah, that, and it just, you know, shards of it break off and flail everywhere, and then, you know, you got the toppings everywhere. So,
and I don't know about y'all, but the cheese, I have to have every piece of shredded cheese. If pieces of shredded cheese start falling out, I have a problem.
We got problems.
Because I love cheese.
Yeah,
I need
to
keep the cheese.
Absolutely. Well, they say what you can do is you can wrap that hard-shell taco with a larger soft tortilla shell. We should be able to catch all the stuff that normally would fall out, and you're still eating it there.
Okay, that's a good idea. I actually wrap a lettuce leaf around it.
That's another good way.
You know, just to save the carbs.
But, you know, let's be honest. If I'm eating a taco while I'm driving, I'm not really trying to be healthy.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that's just me. And then finally, most people peel bananas from the stem portion all the way down to the bottom. Well, if you reverse that and eat at the bottom up to the top, it's easier. You'll actually have a less of those stringy pieces that are in there.
I learned that a long time ago. Somebody had put up, this is the way the great apes do it, so why not we do it? And it does take those strings right off and peels right away.
So are you ready to try these systems? Of course we have
them. Bring it on.
Heck yeah. I'm going to go splash some water in my face and grab a taco banana.
So this is maybe, you know, it's kind of a funny stat, or this is, you know, people who deserve it. But it is true. Between March of 2014 and September 2016, 127 people around the world died while attempting to take selfies.
That is so sad.
It is sad. And
it's hard to feel sorry for
them. It's dumb. I don't feel sorry for those people.
Well, if you're part of a tourist development city, you know, where you're trying to bring tourism, you don't want them to be known as home of where you die when you make a selfie.
Lover's leap.
Doesn't really look good on the brochures. So there's a guy named Jim Daly. He's in Ireland. I love this position. He's the Minister for Mental Health and Older People.
Yeah, this is great.
He's introducing a proposal to install selfie seats at popular tourist destinations around Ireland in an attempt to save lives. Apparently, a lot of these deaths occurred in Ireland because there's a lot of cliffs there. People are more looking at the picture in the selfie versus where their feet are going, and they fall and kill themselves. So he's actually proposing installing seats. Not only will make sure that people are sitting and not, you know, walking around and not looking where they're walking, but also give you the best place for a selfie itself.
It's kind of Disney's been doing that. They always have these little photo opportunities. This is the best place to get the photo of this particular part of
I mean, it does definitely give you sort of like that official backdrop, if you will, and it gives people a place to look for specifically.
But yeah.
The only thing with selfies is it's such a tight fit. Like in a selfie, you can only reach your arm out so far. So, you know, if you're in a chair, all you're going to get is the background of the chair.
Well, maybe they'll design the chair that won't.
That's true.
You know, maybe it's more of a stool, but
I'm thinking bench. Here.
Maybe.
A short bench.
Or with the seatbelt, so at least if you do lean back, you're not going to fall. He also proposed coming up with particular hashtags, which actually could help tourism as well, because you have that hashtag that's floating out there. So we'll see if this actually happens in Ireland and maybe takes off for the rest of the world, but there you go. I'm always reminded of that lady who was texting in that mall. And she walked right into the fountain.
Into the fountain there. You know, there's kissing the Blarney Stone in Ireland. That's where you actually lean backwards over the side of a castle wall, and you're several stories up, and you kiss the Blarney Stone. So that would be a great selfie right there.
Absolutely. So there you go. That's our show for Wednesday, February 6th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABCU.
Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.